today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about being responsible in Islam. Today, Wednesday, 25th of Zilqa'da, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to chapter At-Tahrim, verse 6, and then we'll learn about it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah in what He commands them, but do what they are commanded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse proceeds to address all the believers, enjoining them to strive toward fostering and educating their families. Such preservation connotes refraining from committing sins and resistance against concupiscent desires. Preservation of one's family indicates fostering and educating them, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, preparing a pure family environment. Such plan is to be acted upon through all the stages by precise and accurate planning.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
As you know, our topic was about being responsible in Islam. On the continuation of that, we can say each and every one of us have duties to fulfill to ourselves, our loved ones, and those around us. Responsibilities that ensure we uphold the rights of everyone in our community and do our part to help create a welcoming space where we all feel heard, cared for, and respected. Upholding our responsibilities in Islam means we are looking after our flock, the communities we are a part of, that we nurture and nurture us in turn. We each have a duty to take accountability for our words and actions and do our utmost best to do good and not harm others. As in another hadith, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, reminds us, "Man's feet will not move from their place on the day of resurrection before he is asked about his life. In what did he let it perish? About his knowledge, what did he do with it? About his wealth, from where did he earn it? And on what did he spend it? About his body, in what did he wear it out?"
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are with you with an episode on responsibility and accepting our responsibility in this life and this world. Now let's look at our social responsibilities in this world. Being social responsible means that people must behave ethically towards the environment, finance, surroundings, and society. Social responsibility includes the connection of the people towards the community in which they dwell. It can also be called as the interest towards the affairs of the society and the active participation and interest to solve the social problems. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. In our personal life, we might feel the greatest sense of social responsibilities to our family and close friends, but it may count on your manner, our manner, and attitude toward other people and things which are connected to our life. Social responsibility in Islam expands to all humanity, believers and disbelievers alike. Society is the one who teaches us and applies the belief system, value system, as well as methodology, laws of Islam and codes of behavior. These are all taught us by Quran and explained by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and from the list of habits to be a more responsible person, we're each to keeping your emotions in check. If you want to be responsible, you need to choose your words wisely and have a clear course of action, especially when you're seeking to resolve a conflict or improve a situation in some way. In order to do that, you need to keep your emotions at bay. If you go into a meeting with your boss feeling angry about being passed over for a promotion, you're likely going to lash out and say something you'll regret, or worse, quit. If you're unhappy with certain aspects of your romantic life, the last thing you want to do is initiate a conversation when you're feeling emotional. This can lead to blaming or else saying hurtful things to each other.
Oh.
talking about responsibilities, it's important to note our responsibility towards our community. Communities have an important role in shaping our worldviews and values. To be able to connect with and care for one another are honored traits Allah has given all human beings, regardless of their faith, cultural and linguistic background, age, or status. In Surah Hujurat, that is chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, verse 13, we read, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes, that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted. In Islam, all individuals are equal in the sight of Allah, as it is the way we treat others and carry ourselves that matters most in His eyes. Our righteous deeds and being just to ourselves and those around us are what endear us to our Creator and draw us close to Him. A true believer is distinguished by loving his community for the sake of Allah, the Almighty, sincerely and truthfully, and treating all His creations with respect and kindness.
The messengers and the prophets are not just conveying the message of God for us. With conveying the message, transferring it, they practice it themselves. People look at the messenger. People look at the imam. An imam cannot just be imam on the minbar. This is not enough. An imam is imam everywhere, even in his bedroom. Everything he says, everything he does, in the marketplace, in the school, in the hospital, when he sells, when he buys, when he deals with his family, when he deals with his neighbors, even when he deals with his enemies, he should be an imam. This is a good imam. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Wallahi ma da'awtukum ila shay'in illa wa kuntu ana af'aluhu awwalan. Wa ma nahaytukum an shay' illa wa kuntu ana alladhi intahaytu anhu awwalan. I never said something on the pulpit here to my community. I never said to them, do it before I myself do it. And I have never said to them, don't do that before I myself do not do it. I don't contradict myself. Thus, Imam Ali was successful. He was very successful. He only ruled for 4 years and 9 months, no more. And these 4 years and 9 months were very tumultuous, turbulent. 3 wars erupted. 3 wars. Nakithina wal-Qasitina wal-Mariqin. Some people didn't like his justice. Someone was telling me the other day that Ali was not a good ruler because look at his reign, his time, 3 wars. I said, no, you can't say this. Because some people did not like his justice. مَا تَرَكَ لِيَ الْحَقُّ صَدِيقًا. Ali was strict on justice. Otherwise, if you think that people erupted and people revolted against him because he was a bad person, then this means, astaghfirullah, Muhammad was a bad person because Quraysh did not like him. His family did not like him. Quraysh in Mecca, they throw stones at him. They called him names, sahir, magician, majnoon, insane. Bihi junnah, he has been touched. Okay? That is not really an evidence that the Prophet was wrong. The Prophet was right. But some people, fi qulubihim marad. They don't like justice. This is why Imam Ali, he had many people opposing him, and ultimately they killed him, they assassinated him. Not because he was bad. Some people did not like justice. They could not bear it.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi,
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي